97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As we wrap up the year, we're featuring stories from our team of reporters all over Wisconsin. Historically, firefighting foams have spread PFAS, which can have lifelong effects on the body. James Kelly covers a firefighting foam made from soybeans instead.
An alternative to PFAS-laden foam exists. It's called soy foam, and it's developed right here in Wisconsin. Soy foam is made from soybeans. It's developed by a Georgia-based company, Cross Plains Solutions, where David Garley is managing partner and chief tech officer. Soy foam was tested at Chippewa Valley Technical College's Fire Safety Center, which Garley says has state-of-the-art facilities. He says the center's been a critical resource for addressing two specific challenges, making it as effective as PFAS-based foams and improving its shelf life.
My team and I would come up with the samples. We'd give it to the professionals here at CVTC, and they ran it through a whole battery of different tests. And then the feedback that the firefighters would give us, we would take back to the lab, make those changes, and provide another prototype.
Chris Turner is the lead technician at the Fire Safety Center. He says they're hoping to prevent the use of chemicals we still don't know are bad for us yet, especially for firefighters.
But the real difference with soy foam is they've committed to, first and foremost, making a safe foam and used plant-based products in order to do that. So the likelihood of, you know, another 20 years down the road, one of those other chemicals that might have been used as a replacement for PFAS, who knows what we can find out later that could actually be harmful as well.
Some departments are already experimenting with soybean-based fire suppressants, including the Menominee and Elk Mound fire districts, according to testimony at the state capitol, where a bill would let fire departments be reimbursed for purchasing the foam under a state grant program.
That's James Kelly reporting from Chippewa Falls. Joanne Krulatz covered the retirement ceremony for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in June.
I say today to all of you gathered here, it has indeed been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to serving as Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Originally from Richland Center, Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She earned her bachelor's degree from Webster University in 1972 and worked as a high school teacher before graduating from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1976. In 1985, she was appointed as a circuit court judge in Marathon County. 10 years later, the justice made history by becoming the first woman to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While it has been a long journey, she stated one thing has remained constant.
We knew then 30 years ago, and we know now, that to ensure a just legal system, one that reflects the history and hopes of this state, we must make the courts more accessible to the people. No matter if you are rich or poor, powerful or powerless, no matter your station in life, regardless of your political or religious beliefs, our courts exist to serve all of the people of this state.
Walsh Bradley's tenure is the fifth longest in the history of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She participated in more than 28,000 cases and wrote almost 600 opinions. She was replaced on the bench by Susan Crawford. One of the state's biggest events each year is EAA, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot was there.
Volunteers arrive from all over the world in Oshkosh in early July, all for EAA Air Venture.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us 1 year, and then we actually had 149 another year, but we didn't go through all the paperwork to break the record. This year, we had 119 of us. So we're all on the runway at the same time, 3 abreast, 5 feet from my prop to the tail in front of me. It's exciting.
And Donna, at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
Meeting the people, you meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I've made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems, even in the summer heat of July. 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. Here's Dan Van Evenhoven.
You can drive the tram, which is kind of cool because you get to see the entire grounds, and you get to explain to people what different things are going on in different locations.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Home for the holiday. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back in Milwaukee for Christmas Day after returning from Indianapolis, where they beat the Pacers 111-94 Tuesday night. Head coach Doc Rivers, after watching the tape:
I thought we played all night, played hard, played physical. I thought our switching was good. We trapped McConnell a couple times, which I thought was great for us. So I thought we were locked in. But we got to get to that point where it's 48 minutes. You know, that's the next step.
The Bucks in Memphis tomorrow night against the Grizzlies, set to start at 7 p.m. NFL, the Packers working despite it being Christmas Day. So what's the plan at the Matt LaFleur house?
I'm sure we'll be getting up early in my house and opening presents. And about the minute we're done doing that, we'll be back at the office. So I don't think my wife thought I was a good boy this year. So I don't think she got me anything. I was on the naughty list.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today for your Christmas and a high in the low 30s. Areas of rain and maybe some freezing rain tonight. A low in the upper 20s. Friday looking cloudy but mild. A high in the upper 30s. Staying warm on Saturday. Much colder Sunday.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.